is Sandra Nyaira here at the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, November 25, 2015. The National Constitutional Assembly expresses concern over the state-controlled ZBC's coverage of First Lady Grace Mugabe's nationwide rallies, saying the media organization normally demands payment for such coverage for their meetings. They are demanding to see invoices and receipts for Mrs. Mugabe's coverage. Zimbabweans commend the South African government for extending the deadline to January for those seeking permits under a special program. Thousands of Zimbabweans are still waiting for the processing of their permits. Parliament of Zimbabwe was today told that 94% of deaf and dumb children are not attending school due to the critical shortage of staff in the country. Most rural girls are forced into early marriages at a very tender age, and some face many daily problems, among them lack of sanitary wear. We will give you more details as Zimbabwe starts commemorating the 16 days of activism against gender violence. Zimbabweans eagerly await the 2016 national budget at a time the country is struggling to raise adequate revenue to cater for capital and recurrent expenditure. And Zimbabweans living in New Zealand operating under the auspices of the Zimbabwe Rural Schools Library Trust are mobilizing reading material for disadvantaged schools back home. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host will lead discussions on First Lady Grace. Today on Live Talk, our host will lead discussions on First Lady Grace Mugabe's media coverage by the media in Zimbabwe, especially the state-controlled entities, as some opposition parties say she is getting more coverage than them. Stay tuned.